Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight, filling in for Mike Murtha. I think he's on his way to Raleigh. I think that Thelma Lou needed to go to a dentist appointment or something. He was helping Barney with that. So, but this is WPCA 93.1 here in Amory, Wisconsin, and we're live, and it's the last Thursday of February 2024. Tonight I have my son Ethan helping me out, and our guest tonight is Buffalo Bob Hovde. We're sure looking forward to this. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope you trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Hello, here we are, Trigger Happy Memories. This is Eddie Schmidt. We're excited to have Buffalo Bob Hovde with us tonight, and just wanted to say hi. Ethan, how are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Good. So you and I got to play not that long ago down in the big town of Weston.
The metropolis of Weston, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I didn't really know where it was until we took that job, and of course, I got lost the first time going there and went all the way down to the end of X or something. I wasn't looking for the... I thought the bar was right on that county road, but you got to go up a little bit there.
That'll happen when you're wearing an eye patch, too.
Yeah, that's right. It sure has been good to have my eyesight back in that right eye for, about a month now. But there was 2 months where I didn't have any eyesight. But enough of my troubles. Everybody got troubles. How you doing? And so... But you got a busy summer lined up, Ethan?
Yeah, I've got a handful of dates. I'm not going to be playing every show with every full band show with Chris Cruzy, but I'll be playing at Aquafest up in Rice Lake, at Hodag up in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and a couple other one-offs here and there. But
besides all the other bands and stuff that you got going, I'm sure that you'll keep quite busy. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking to... forward to the Trigger Happy jobs that we got this summer. Just about the same amount of handful of stuff between Richmond and maybe trying to get something lined up in Woodville for the Music in the Park down there. And every once in a while, Mike and I go out with Swanee and do what we call the polka mess. Ooh. So that's Mike, Eddie, and Swanee. That's where we come up with the polka mess. So, but we want to say hi to Bob Hovde. How you doing, Bob?
Well, good, Eddie. Good. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. It's always good whenever you can get together with the Buffalo.
No, kid. Well, for me too. Yeah, I was going to say, you guys told me you were playing in Weston, and Kay and I come down there. But before we came down to the right one, we went to Weston over by Wausau. We drove over to that one. And,
yeah.
That, geez, that's 2 hours away and 2 hours. But then anyway, we figured it out. Glad we made it.
Yeah, you said you were wondering if you wouldn't know anybody down there, and you knew half the people there, I think.
I was surprised. I didn't get a chance to hear you guys as much because I was talking to all the people. It was just one of them things. We didn't think we'd know anybody, you know. But anyway, that was fun.
So how you been doing, Bob?
Good.
Been playing any music or just a few?
Just a little bit. I'm playing here and there, but I kind of slowed up quite a bit as far as the playing and stuff. We've got... Kay and I have got a cabin we like going to, and we got some other things going on, so a little less playing anymore, but still at it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
We did a job in November with, I was going to say, John Turkelson had his 90th birthday down in Woodville. And he's been on your show before, too, right?
Yeah, at least, he's been here twice, I think. I was wondering, I was going to ask you if you got down to John's.
We did, and it was a good turnout. There was a lot of folks, a lot of guys that I knew from, that I haven't seen for a long time, you know, a lot of players and a lot of people, too. So it was a good turnout for him, and I'm glad for him. And John sounds as good as he always did. He says he's 72 years behind the microphone, he said. So that's pretty impressive.
And, it's amazing, and when he's been here and to sit and listen to him tell the stories about when he was a kid and he heard Elvis for the first time on the radio and went and told his mom, I think this guy's pretty good, you should check him out. So, well, we could talk all night long, but we got to get to Bob to sing a song for us. What would you like to start with, Bob?
I think we'll do how about a George Strait song? This one was written by Harlan Howard, a songwriter that's been in Nashville for years. It's called Someone Had to Teach You.
One, two.
Yes, I take you back again, you knew I would. For I go on loving you, that's understood. But it's the first time you came back with tears in your eyes. Someone lately taught you how to cry. Someone had to teach you, I didn't have the heart to hurt you just like you've been hurting me. Someone had to teach you things it's time that you knew. Now maybe you'll be satisfied with me. Took your heart and rubbed it in the dirt. And that look on your face tells me you hurt. But you had this lesson coming for so very long. Lately you've been turning way too long. Someone had to teach you, I didn't have the heart to hurt you just like you've been hurting me. Someone had to teach you things it's time that you knew. Now maybe you'll be satisfied with me. Yeah, maybe you'll be satisfied with me.
Well, she's live radio.
Play it again.
I was having a little trouble with the intro, but we settled down after we got into her.
We ended up in the same radio station.
I was playing with Kenny Corona last week. Weekend on Friday night over there in Isani County in Minnesota, and we tried the new Beatles tune that I learned, and we were having a little trouble, and after the song got done, I said to the folks, I said, well, we almost had us a train wreck there, but we come out of it. Kenny said, you never say that to the people. So, but we made it through it, just like anything. Yes, the more you do it, the smoother it gets by the time you're done, I guess. So
you remember that train wreck we had almost had down at the 9 hour ranch where you and I were talking about?
What was it? Yeah, we were playing. There probably wasn't a whole lot of people there that I remember, but
I don't think so. No.
We started to, and do you remember which polka it was?
I don't remember the polka, but it wasn't familiar to any of us. Other way, we were all somewhere else at the same time.
Yeah, it went through one kind of a main chord, and so then I was playing the saxophone, and I went to the next chord, and nobody had a clue where we were going, and I'm playing, and John's hollering on the microphone, like, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you call pure, raw entertainment. And it was the worst mess. Like you said, we almost had to stop, yeah. But we didn't. It kept going. It was, I don't think we ever, that's the closest to a train wreck I think we ever been in.
Yeah, I think so, too. I laughed when you said that that night, too. I thought we were going to have to quit.
Oh, yeah, we had quite the times out at that 9 hour ranch.
Oh,
and,
man.
And the one thing that I remember a lot is I think John was downstairs getting paid by the owner of the 9 hour ranch, and he said, I just enjoy working with you country bands. It's so much more settled down, and I mean, you're keep things in line. And they came upstairs, and here's Dave Simonson behind the bar with one of the bar stool covers on his head, singing, Oh, Solomio! And he's handing out stuff.
Right. Yeah, he had trouble with the rock bands because they were always behind the bar. And
and he came up and did that. So.
We were talking earlier, too. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I laughed at Mike Rick. Rivard, the guy that owned the place, he had a big old Cadillac, and a 70-something Cadillac, the biggest one they had, I think. And he pulls up, and we're all admiring the car. And Mike says to him, "Boy, that's pretty nice, you know. He's got a six cylinder. No. It's got a V8. Three in a tree? No. It's an automatic." And I'm just dying. I'm thinking, you know, he was teasing him, and Rick didn't realize it, but I thought, that great big car and having a six-cylinder with a three on the tree. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's amazing all the trouble that we and fun that we've had through the years, and a lot of good laughs and stuff. Well, let's sing it. Have you do another song, Bob? What do you want to throw at the folks this time?
How about Deep Water, the Bob Wills song?
Yep. We got to remember to announce the keys because everybody likes, there's a few folks that are actually at home playing along with us, and okay. We might even have somebody listening from Mazatlan. Is it Mazatlan?
Mazatlan.
Mazatlan. Tonight, listen to Putz is down there, I guess, and he was going to try to tune in. So.
Oh, wow.
So.
Old Putz.
Boy, he gets around, don't he?
Yeah. So this one's in the key of F, Bob?
Key of F, yep.
Yep. Two, come on, two, three, four.
I'm drifting into deep water. I'm starting to care for you. You're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance, and I'm seeking love. And I know I will regret it when it ends. 'Cause I'm winding up in deep water. Why can't we just be friends? restless here in deep water, and I'm lost between right and wrong. And my love is true as deep water, and your love won't last as long. Where will it lead me, and where will it end? I can't help but wish I only knew. And I'm winding up in deep water, so deep in love with you.
Good job, Bob. That's always a dandy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
some of my songs are from the 40s.
Is that back when John Torkelson was just starting?
I don't know. He's got me by a few years.
But, yeah.
But I was thinking that at his thing, though, he sat down, and all of us players sat down also the whole night. Everybody was sitting down.
Oh, so he didn't stand up? Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't, but nobody did. We're all guys that are 30 years younger than
him. I think you guys have earned the right to sit down while you play.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years of standing up. That's kind of the way things are going nowadays, that people like to sit on stools or whatever. It's just so hard, especially if you still do a four-hour job. So many more of the jobs are going to 3 hours and 2 hours now. And that.
Yeah.
So I think about all the other things that I know, Bob, every time we see, do you remember where we came up with that? Every time you and I see each other, we walk up to each other and we say, howdy, ma'am.
Howdy.
And then you say, howdy, ma'am. And I'm trying to think where we came up with that.
Think we were wearing cowboy hats, and while I kind of gun smoke or something, they always tip your hat to the ladies. Howdy, ma'am.
Yeah, it was
something that simple, I guess, but yeah, that's what it was.
As I do that to other people, and nobody gets it.
Well, they don't watch Gunsmoke.
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's funny, the people, the other actors that you see. I didn't realize that Burt Reynolds was on Gunsmoke as much as he was. That a lot of them episodes that are on from noon to one, being a retired guy, a guy can watch that a lot. And
yep,
he was on there, and that's been pretty neat. I was thinking the other connection, too, we had, Bob, was with you and I, and a guy by the name of Footy played steel when I was, so I was probably 17 or 18 playing with Skip Spaulding, and he brought in this steel player, and he played steel most of the time at first. Then all of a sudden he brought a Stratocaster one night, and he played the heck out of that, and he had a Stratocaster that he had taken a sandblaster to so you could see the wood grains. It was kind of odd looking, but it was beautiful.
Really?
And I don't know if you remember that guitar, but
I know, you know, he played with us in the County Line Boys for a year or two way back in about 1980, and he was, when I knew him, all he played was steel. And I didn't even know he played guitar, and then all of a sudden I was somewhere with him, and the band got him up, and he started playing guitar, and I was just like, holy crap, how come you never told us you were? And then I'd have to carry another instrument or something, he'd laugh. But he's a good guy. I haven't talked to him for a long time now, but he's down in Sheboygan Falls, the last I knew, and making guitars and stuff. That's what he does. He's retired, and that's kind of his retirement gig, is a guitar thing. So,
and I still always use your thing that you told me you were with him down south at the first of the year. I always use that story when you guys walked up to that old guy and said,
"Well, he didn't. He couldn't hear very well. I think one of his ears. He had an accident with the mules, and somehow the mule reached his head back and bit his ear off or something, and So he couldn't hear hardly nothing, and Footy, this was one of his stories. Yeah, he says he walked up to him. He says his name was Burley Ray, and he says it happened to be on New Year's Eve, and he says happy New Year, Burley Ray. And he said, what? He says happy New Year. He says the horse bit it off.
That's where that came from.
So yeah, I like throwing that out there when it's New Year's Day. That's one of the greatest stories. So, well, Ethan, you want to sing us a song as long as we're in town?
Sure. So I had a request for a few songs, and this is the one that I thought I could almost pull off here. So here's one of Keith Whitley called Don't Close Your Eyes.
I was going to say, yeah, you want to give us another clue, Howie? Bob and I use that one a lot.
Right.
You were playing that night when he got up with us at the dam, right? When he's saying he's going to do this song. Greg Lane was part of that, too.
It sounds right, yeah. Wasn't he the one that said that, maybe?
Yeah.
Howie Hoagland, maybe?
Yeah, that's who it was, Howie Hoagland, yeah. And so, anyway, here we go.
Anyway, this one's in the key of G for those playing along at home. I know you love him. Long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. And darling, this time, let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in your fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time. Lying here in your arms, knowing he's on your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in your fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in your fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known.
Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes.
Very nice. That's
Keith Whitley.
Keith, he could sing a song, couldn't he?
Man, oh man.
All his like little mannerisms and quick runs that he can do vocally, I was like, I'm just gonna do my simple version of it.
Yeah, he's got quite a bit going on in that. So and how's farming going, Bob? I know you like to get into farming. When everybody was getting out, that's when you wanted to get into the farming thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that, but it's going fine. We're calving right now, so we're just about halfway through that. But our herd size is quite a bit smaller than it used to be. We're just down to 10 cows now, so it. But it's going fine. We're still doing it anyway. It's kind of nice to have them around, I guess, right now. And so
they still got that old International Harvester, that red combine?
No. You know, there's a lot of moving parts on a combine. A
lot of moving parts on a combine.
Thanks for John Cool for telling me that. He's exactly right. I learned the hard way.
Yeah,
I don't have that anymore. And we rented out most of our ground, too, so we just got the cows left, and that's enough. But
yeah, John Cooley's got all of he's got a neat line like that. He was over at that Deer Lake Winery when they put that nice new big addition on there, and it's quite a big room that they can rent it out for parties. And John he was talking to the owner, Keith, I think, and he says, "Yeah, I think you could milk 70 Holsteins in here." So. Oh, Bob, why don't you sing us another song?
Oh, let's see. Remember that David Allan Coe song, the Mona Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Might even take off my finger picks for this one now. This one's in B flat, right?
B flat, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. But if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile. Painter's hands are trembling now. The eyes that used to burn for me, now they no longer look my way. And the love that used to be just got caught up yesterday. And if she seems cold to the touch, where there used to burn a flame, I gave too little, took too much, till I erased the painter's name. Mona Lisa lost her smile. Painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned was laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile. Painter's hands are trembling now. She lost her smile, and the painter's hand is trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now.
Dandy, dandy, Bob. Boy, all the years we did that up at the Country Dam.
Well, for sure, yeah. Some of them keys are getting higher for me anymore. What's up with that?
I sure know what you mean by that. That's one thing, like with Gene Watson, they say he still does all his songs in the original key, and he had some pretty high stuff. I think he's still doing all of his tunes in the original key done, but well, maybe I'll throw one at you fellers. Absolutely. Here. So I can't remember, I was probably on my way into the radio station one morning to help out, and I heard this on the radio, and I thought, boy, that'd be a good one to try to do, one called Crying Time. And there's a lot of people that have done it, mainly Buck Owens and Ray Charles, and I was looking on the internet today, and it's amazing all the people that did it. Even Skeeter Davis did it.
Oh, wow.
So I figured if she did it, it's got to be a dandy. So we're going to try this in the key of V. Let's see if I can get my glasses adjusted so I can kind of see what we got going on. So I'll just do a 1-5-1-5 intro for you. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and the tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Mm-hmm. Now you say you found someone that you love better. That's the way it happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eye. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Well, we got through her.
Yeah, sure. That's a good song.
Yeah. I had printed out the words, and I didn't know what key I was going to do it in, so I had to bring the guitar into station here this week. I thought, well, I guess E's going to work for that. But like you say, as we get older, them lower keys are a lot more happy keys for us.
Right.
Yeah. But we were talking about did we talk about Larry in the Valley House, Bob, that you and I think the last time you and I both got hollered at was we were playing at the Valley House over by Hudson that one time, and Larry was a bartender that was there when that kind of first was open, and he asked us if we were going to Chris McCabe's birthday party at the Shamrock, wasn't it? Or?
I think so, yeah. We didn't know about it or something, I guess. He was a little put out by that, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to go, aren't you?
Oh, he was a funny guy. That's going back a few years, though, too, isn't it?
It had to be late 80s, I suppose.
Because
84, 86, probably through them years or whatever, when we were playing there a lot. And
he had a real low voice, as I remember, right? You know, he'd answer the "Hello, Valley House," you know. And
but then when he laughed, didn't he have a high
real
laugh?
Real high pitch, yeah. He would go into the.
All the stuff that we've done through the years. So.
Well, we've known each other for quite a few years now, haven't we? We met in '83, so that's. I had to get the calculator out and figure it out. Well, 41 years, you know, that we've been kind of.
And you and I started Trigger Happy at the same time. Well, it was still right at the end of John and Dave when you and I started, and then when Dave quit playing with us and was flying airplanes, and then we came up with the name about Trigger Happy. And so, and meeting you, Bob, and you and I are awful close to the same age and getting married, and our three kids are almost real close to the same ages and opposites between we had two girls and a boy, and you had the two boys and a girl, and it's kind of interesting.
Ethan's birthday and Mary are only one day apart. You figure that one out, huh?
You don't suppose we were out playing that around the same time?
Well, we were accused of that, weren't we?
Yeah, we sure were. Why don't you sing another song for us quick, Bob, here?
Oh, what do we got? Invitation to the Blues or Duel?
Oh, yeah. You call it.
How about Dooley?
Okay. And that's in the key of G.
Key of G.
Dooley.
Dooley was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal was boiler and the other was spout. Mama corked the bottles and old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley slipping a collar, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swaller, I'll pay you back someday. Revenues came for him through the woods. Dooley stayed behind him and he never lost his goods. Dooley is a trader who's in the hands now. River by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley, slipping up a holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter, I'll pay you back someday. Remember very well the day old Dooley died. Women all looked sorry and the men stood round and cried. Dooley's on a mountain, he's up there all alone. Barrel for a marker and a bottle for a stone. Dooley slipping up a holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swatter, I'll pay you back someday. Dooley slipping up a holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swatter, I'll pay you back someday.
Right off the Andy Griffith Show.
Right off the Andy, yeah. We used to have a contest, but everybody would guess it right off the bat. I think everybody watches Andy Griffith.
I know I sure do.
Yeah, I do too. But we'd say, well, this song came off a TV show. Anybody guess what it is? And yeah, it'd get it. Everybody would get it all the time and quit doing it. Quit doing the contest.
Because we used to do a lot of stuff like I'd play this theme from My Three Sons on the saxophone and
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah. We had quite a few. That's more stuff that was going on at the 9R Ranch with Trigger Happy.
You're right.
Back in the days.
Well,
we'll take some time here and say hi to some folks quick. And you guys have some folks I'm sure you want to say hi to. So I want to say hi to my wife, Joanne. I want to say hi to Char in the truck and all the Morrow kids, Alan Ann Jorgensen, our neighbors and all their family, Tad Late and Darlene and the boys, Darlene and Kenny, they're down in Texas playing every day of the week, I think.
Wow.
Jim Bjorkman, he said he was going to be listening tonight. I'm sure he had requests for you. He wanted to hear Memories to Burn. But
okay.
Brian Jevning and the Cribbage Boys, the Cactus Cousins, I think they're probably sitting and listening. Denny Marion, Greg Wheeler, and all the Barn Boys. Bill Gadatsik, Putz, he's supposedly listening from Mazatlan down there. And the Sewell family, and I want to say hi to all the folks that Mike normally says hi to, and Tom Klinger, and my buddy Doug, he said he was going to be listening tonight. He probably had a martini in his hand. I don't know if that's a fact or not.
And fancy.
Brother Scotty.
Yep. So, fancy.
Okay. Here, Ethan, who you want
to? Hey, I got to say hi to my managers, Ashley and Jill. And yeah, my buddy Jordan, if he's listening in. I don't know if any of my buddies, Bronson or Clint or Justin or Johnny and all the Murthas down around St. Croix County. What about you, Bob?
Well, I got to say hello to my wife, Kay, and our kids, Dwayne, Steve, his wife, Danielle, and Owen, her son, Evan and Mary, and their kids, Dawson, Wyatt, and Devin, my nephew, Johnny, his wife, Gina. Johnny's got a business not about half a block from here, Inner Peak Counseling or whatever, and Gina works up at the Amory Hospital. And I want to say hi to Jim and Kathy also. It's their 30th anniversary this year. It's this summer coming up, so congratulations on that, Jim and Kathy Bjorkman. And I guess about that, that's about it.
Speaking of the Bjorkmans, I just wanted to tell a quick story about I don't know how many years ago was it now that we drove out to Montana to the Bjorkmans for basically a barn raising concert.
That's so, right, yeah. The neighbor had a brand new barn, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, so Dad, Bob, and I all piled up in Dad's little SUV, and Dad had got a little traveler guitar, and I think we had to have been somewhere in North Dakota, and we'd all been on the road for 10 hours or just worn out, and then Dad starts playing the guitar, and then Bob's driving, and they start playing Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, and I've recorded some of it on my phone. I'll have to share that again. But that was a good time. Just those long road trips where sometimes you start to lose your mind, and then it's kind of fun. You can play some music
to keep some sanity. I remember that too, now that you say that.
Yeah, I'm going to take that guitar down to it's nice and small, so we're going to drive to Arizona, go down, see Mike and Debbie, and I think Joe and Deb are down there too, and we're going to make a loop. So, but I'm going to take that guitar and put a pickup on it so I can plug it into a little amp. And so, but Ethan, did you want to sing that other song?
Sure. We'll do one called Slide Off Your Satin Sheets by Johnny Paycheck.
Yep.
We're going to do it in the key of A.
Yep. Okay. One, two.
What a beautiful mansion he built you. Splendor, Lord, you got it. Wall to wall. And yet, all of that, you're still not happy. 'Cause every time he's gone, I get your call. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip in your long soft bed. You know where to find my door. Yeah, I know what you're crying for. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip in your long soft make. You know where to find my door. Yeah, I know what you're crying for. Baby, you once told me I was good for nothing, and you couldn't live on dreams, crystal balls. But it's money buy you everything but my loving. So I guess I'm good for something after all. Slide off your satin sheet, slip in your long soft make. You know where to find my door. I know what you're crying for. Slide off your satin sheets, slip in your long soft make. You know where to find my door. I know what you're crying.
Good job, Ethan. Man, that's a dandy tune.
It is.
Yeah, I remember John's done that one for a long time. And
what key does he do it in? G or something? Or I think he does it a little lower, but
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm thinking we did it, and we've done that a couple of times, and he just kind of did it. And when I sat down now and try to figure, I had to sit down with the record and play it a bunch of times to try to figure out them lines. So.
And the record's somewhere between A and B flat. It's not quite in key.
Well, we know what that's like here at the station. No, but we got that figured out now. So, yeah. Yeah. I still, Bob, I use your line all the time. Even I was telling it to Luann the other morning, and something wasn't going quite right. And I said, there's always a headwind.
Oh, that's boy. Yeah. Well, Dave used to say that once in a while, too, Dave Simonson. That's where I think I got it. But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got one more that we can do quick?
How about yourself?
Huh?
How about you?
I just, we got that one. We can do a little bit of this I've been trying to learn Stealing Corn by Norm Hamlet. Him and the Strangers did it back in 64, and usually do it on the C6 neck, but I figured it out on the E9th neck too, but it's, so bear with us. Remember that this is live radio. 2, 3, 4. Almost got a few of the notes. There's a lot going on in that. And then to do it on the E9th neck, there's different spacings and grabbing. It's easier in a C6 neck, and it's still not easy. But anyway, we got through it. That's kind of a neat tune. But again, we do want to thank you, Bob, for showing up here with us. Again, it's always a pleasure. And
thank you, especially on leap year, too, this year. So
yeah. I think this is probably the first leap year night that we've had to trigger happy memories. And I actually know of a couple of people with birthdays on leap year. Scotty's, my brother's stepdaughter, Amanda Minarski, her birthday's today. Yep. Then I had a gal I worked with, Annie Langsfield. Her birthday was on that. So when she was 28, she was 7. So,
oh, yeah,
or
right.
Whatever, however that works.
Oh, jeez.
So, but again, thanks, and well, saying hi to Mike and all the folks down there in Arizona. And
absolutely. Well, and thanks for having me, too.
Yep.
It's been nice.
And again, thanks to everybody that's listening on the internet and locally and wherever you're listening from. But thanks, and make sure to tune in on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. for Trigger Happy Memories. And thanks to Bob and Luann and everybody here at the station. So have a great month, and we'll talk to you next time.